You're listening to KNKX. The region is bracing for a change in traffic patterns. Seattle's Alaskan Way Viaduct will be closing permanently in about a month, making way for the new Highway 99 tunnel. The closure is expected to cause issues on both the north and south sides of the city. Seattle Times transportation reporter Mike Lindblom has been writing stories about what commuters should expect, and he tells KNKX Morning Edition host Kirsten Kendrick that he's not immune to traffic concerns and has already been coming up with new routes for himself ahead of the closure from his home in West Seattle.
I wanted to start with a timeline of what's closing, what's opening, and dates folks need to know.
Okay, so the biggest date is January 11th. That is when WSDOT's contractors perform most of the three-week operation to connect the new tunnel to its surface on and off ramps. This is both the South Lake Union and the Soto sides, which means the traffic effects should be far worse than two previous viaduct closures in 2011 and 2016, which only affected the viaduct and the south end. This time around, the Aurora side is going to get pinched a lot harder than the previous two events.
And how is that going to be manifesting itself? What are people going to be experiencing there?
Well, on the north side, all three lanes each direction of Aurora are going to narrow down to only one lane each way at South Lake Union. This is so that where you see the curvature and the abutment there now, that area was prefabricated so it could be connected now to the new tunnel. So everything except the very center of that structure is going to be closed and blocked by the contractor crews.
This is only part of what's being called a period of maximum constraint. It wasn't supposed to be this way.
Well, that's right. A number of plans and projects slipped or were accelerated. So the tunnel itself was supposed to open at the end of 2015, and the transition we're doing this January should have happened 3 years ago. In the meantime, growth has continued in the city. Tower construction has continued. And the convention center project gained momentum and approval by the county government. So that's underway. You also have a problem with Sound Transit because they ordered 122 rail cars for their North Gate extension in 2021. Those rail cars can't and won't be available now. And they're of a different voltage than what most of the country uses. Therefore, Sound Transit just can't go out and borrow extra rail cars for this event from other cities.
How has the city prepared for this?
Well, the city says it's going to retime intersections and put out traffic police. For instance, one place that will have traffic police is at Royal Brougham and 4th Avenue South to wave the detouring buses up northward toward King Street Station. On Metro's side, the county is going to add a second water taxi vessel at the Seacrest Dock in West Seattle and put about 20 buses in reserve on the Aurora and West Seattle sides of 99. These won't go any faster, but they will keep the frequency going and maybe provide a little bit more room for newbies coming into those bus lines. Metro has had trouble employing drivers, hiring enough drivers, growing fast enough. And there is always the possibility that certain routes, especially smaller local routes, don't get served.
So we've got the closure of the viaduct and we've got the tunnel opening and then we've got the demolition of the viaduct as well, right?
Right. The demolition will kick into gear almost immediately after the tunnel opens. WSDOT has prepared for all of this disruption by restoring waterfront Service Alaskan Way to four lanes, two each way. That was the pre-2009 condition, by the way, if for old timers. But that area is going to be crimped very often to just one lane each direction because demolition equipment, trucks, and just a safety zone to keep folks away from the rubble. All those things are going to narrow the surface roadway so it's not a great bypass route during the first half of 2019.
Do you get a lot of people asking you for tips or what they should be doing to prepare for this or deal with this as it's happening?
Yeah, the grocery store, at church, maybe even on the bus, yes, all the
what
time.
Do you tell them?
Everybody has to chart their own path. The agencies have encouraged folks to try new bus routes, try the water taxi, try bicycling or walking. Metro even says on its website that you should consider bailing out at the fringes of downtown and walk the rest of the way in. If you work, say, in a mid-downtown financial tower, maybe you jump off at Stewart Street or something. That's good advice for some people, but not for everybody. Even now, the Everett buses from community transit, sometimes they'll get to downtown Seattle in 30 minutes and then take another 30 minutes just to make the Stewart Street exit down toward Westlake Station.
Since you've taken the viaduct so much and are so familiar with it, are you going to be sad to see it go?
No, it takes a lot more than that to make me sad. I've seen a lot of things in life that are far more tragic than losing this view. A lot of people are irate, and maybe some will even be moved to tears by losing this, what's been known for decades as the working man's view or the everyman's view. On the other hand, the noise is deafening down there. Tourists show up anyway. They've had record-setting tourism despite all the clutter down there. But the noise of the viaduct is fairly intimidating. So that's your trade-off. It'll be quieter. My bus ride is going to take longer, probably permanently. You know, they're all pros and cons to this. The viaduct is in poor condition and would need a very extensive amount of work if it were to be braced. And I think the politicians just like the opportunity to leverage the earthquake and the damage into a way to make the waterfront more inviting.
All right, Mike, thank you so much.
Thank you.